morning and welcome to FactSet's Market Preview. Today is Monday, January 10th, 2022. U.S. futures are slightly higher just after 4:30 a.m. Eastern Time. Treasury yields are higher across tenors. Crude oil nudged higher. Gold and silver are down small. Industrial metals higher. Cryptocurrencies edging lower. Regional news still largely dominated by COVID headlines as the Omicron variant continues to spread. The APAC region has seen some tightening of mitigation measures, and the European healthcare system is said to be under increasing pressure. Encouragement continues to be taken from early studies showing the variant carries a lower risk of severe disease and hospitalization. No major reverberations from Friday's U.S. employment data, which came in well below expectations. Data sensitivity is said to remain elevated amid ongoing concerns about slowing growth momentum. The main macro event this week will be U.S. inflation data, with CPI set for release on Wednesday and PPI slated for Thursday. Asia highlights include China monetary, inflation, and trade data. And in Europe, the main focus will be on UK monthly activity data due on Friday. Nothing truly notable on the macro data front overnight. Australia November building approvals beat expectations. Denmark CPI came in below consensus, while Norway saw a December CPI beat. Industrial production figures in Denmark and Austria beat consensus. And nothing of note on today's US macro calendar. On the M&A front, Bloomberg reports Shockwave Medical is reported to be considering a potential deal following a receipt of takeover interest. A separate article from Bloomberg cited sources as saying Penumbra was exploring a potential tie-up with Shockwave, but a statement from Penumbra refuted the talk and said that it is not in talks to pursue a combination with Shockwave. In Europe, Swiss blog Inside Parada Platz notes that rumors are making the round that Credit Suisse chairman Antonio Horta Osorio wants to sell Credit Suisse or push it into a major merger. The blog mentions talk of a large Italian bank with UniCredit being mentioned, while also says that BNP could be interested. In Hong Kong, CanSino Biologics traded higher after having its meningitis vaccine approved by China's Medical Products Administration. Asian equities closed mostly higher on Monday. China's Hang Seng was a notable outperformer, largely on the back of a strong performance in biotech and IT stocks. Mainland China was also higher. Taiwan was also up as Taiwan Semiconductor reported record quarterly sales. Southeast Asia largely higher, led by a recovery in the Philippines. India was also up. Korean stocks underperformed again with the won lower. Australia was down slightly, and Japan was closed. U.S. dollar weakness from late Friday was seen as a possible catalyst for the Asia equity rally today. Comments from China's equities regulator last week on supportive measures was also pointed to, as well as reluctance from governments regionally to impose strict COVID restrictions. Subsequently, the battered sectors from last week, Hong Kong-listed healthcare and biotech, Shanghai real estate, Taiwanese hardware, Philippine equities, all bounced back today. European equity markets opened mostly higher, but have since reversed course, and as of just before 5 a.m. Eastern Time, are mostly lower. On the Brexit front, UK Foreign Secretary Truss warned in a Telegraph op-ed that unless the Northern Ireland Protocol is changed, it will trigger Article 16. And with eyes on inflation, press picked up on comments from ECB Executive Board Member Schnabel, who warned of upside inflation risk from Europe's green transition. Thank you for joining us for the market preview for Monday, January 10th, 2022. You can continue to follow today's news in real time with FactSet.